Hi, sir. Yes, I know. I said I was going to come by a little bit earlier, but I kind of got a little carried away doing my summer assignments and I totally lost track of time. But I appreciate you being home a little bit early to accommodate me. Yeah, that'd be awesome. Thank you so much. I'd love to come in. No, thank you. I'm not hungry, but I'm definitely really thirsty. So if you have any water, thank you. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I know I must look like a total mess right now with my ponytail and my little gym shorts and my tank top, but I really just totally forgot about it and I just rushed over here. Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, good thing that you live next door. That is very convenient, but I really didn't feel the need to get all dressed up or anything to come over. I mean, you've known me for years. It's not like you would give me a hard time for looking like a bomb. Oh, thank you. You don't think I look like a bomb. Well, usually I try to get dressed up just a little bit nicer when I leave my house, but you've seen me in all sorts of states whenever I stay over, so I feel like I don't need to do that. I mean, I'm just so comfortable around you that I didn't really feel the need to dress up or anything. I'm sure you don't mind me dressed down. Yeah, I didn't think so. I know. You've seen me in all manners of dress and undress too. Yeah, I remember that one time you accidentally walked into the bathroom as I was changing. Oh my gosh, I was mortified. I'm so sorry that you had to see that. Yeah. I know. I just felt so bad because I really should have locked the door, but it was just a quick change. I didn't really expect there to be any issue. I mean, I was in your room, so I'm sorry. But that was only because the other bathroom was being taken by your ridiculously slow daughter who took years to take a shower, as you know. Your water bill must be ridiculous every month. She's just the worst. I think she has concerts in there. Yeah, but in any case, I'm sorry that you had to see that. I know you're probably super grossed out. No. Oh, you don't have to apologize to me. No, really, it was all my fault, and I'm sorry for any scarring that I could have caused. Oh, good, good. I'm glad to know that you don't ever think about it. That's good. So the reason I came over here actually was because I'm gonna need to borrow those summer reading books back from your daughter. I know that she's up in Aspen with her mom for the summer now. And she told me she was going to drop them off at my house, but she never did. So I just want to borrow them back so I can reread them again and make sure that I have everything down packed for the assignments to start the school year. I know. I saw her like 2 weeks ago, right before she left. And, we had that big party for my 18th birthday, but I just wasn't really thinking about that at the time. So I just sent her a quick text to let her know that I needed to get them back. But I appreciate you being able to help me with that. Sure. Yeah. I mean, I know I walk into this house like it's my own all the time. I have been best friends with your daughter forever, so I'm very accustomed to just walking upstairs and doing whatever I want, opening the fridge and getting food. But it's just a little bit different when you're here alone, so I don't want to overstep any boundaries and I don't want to, do anything to make you uncomfortable or anything like that. She's not here, so Usually that's much easier. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do remember that. I remember that time that you caught me with the munchies eating out of your fridge at 2 in the morning and I wasn't wearing any pants. Oh my God. That's so embarrassing. I just can't believe I did that. Yeah, and I mean, I'm sorry that you caught me with the munchies in the first place. I know we weren't supposed to be doing that, and that's bad, but we were just experimenting, and, you know, as youngins do. You don't like it when I call myself a youngin. Why is that? Because it makes you feel even older. Well, I mean, you're not that much older than me. You're just, I mean, you're, what, probably twice my age, but that's not a lot. That would make you, what, 36? Please, you're still super young. My parents are so much older. My parents are like in their 50s, so. Well, yeah, that's because I am the youngest daughter and my eldest brother is much, much older than me. And my middle sister is also pretty much older than me, so I guess that's why my parents are so much older and you're just so much younger. You and your wife had her when you guys were so young. I mean, 18. Wow. You're just fresh out of high school, probably. Or probably in your senior year. I know, and I'm really sorry about that. It's terrible that you two decided to split up and go your separate ways, but it's probably for the best. You know, sometimes things just don't work out. And I know I probably sound crazy because I have lived so much less than you have. And I really, truly have no idea what you're going through. And it must be very hard, but my parents are divorced and they're both really, really happy now that they've moved on and they're living better lives. And I mean, I love my step parents. They're awesome. And everybody just really gets along, I think, better than when they were married in the first place. I mean, sometimes you just need a little bit of change in your life. And and sometimes you need something new and exciting and fun. And sometimes it's good to try new, different, fun, exciting things. Wow. Yeah, it sounds like it. I mean, if she was the only person that you were with when you were a teenager, and then you married her, and then you just split up from her, and she's the only person you've ever been with. Wow. I'm sure this is going to be a great time for you to explore and maybe let yourself indulge and let yourself have the things that you've wanted to have but have denied yourself for a long time. Well, what do I mean? Surely you can read between the lines, right? No, you're not imagining anything that you're hearing or anything that you're seeing. I think we both very well know what it is that you wanted to have, but have denied yourself. No. No, it's not having some man time or having your man cave or indulging in sports or drinking that extra beer. or going out golfing or going out fishing. That's not what I'm talking about. Wow. If you want me to spell it out for you, which I have no problem doing. I know you want to fuck me. I know you want a taste of the sweet body that I've been parading around your house for years. No. Let me finish. I know that you have been lusting over me for a while now. And I know that you are a good man and you would never do anything to hurt your wife or hurt your family, or you never do anything bad like that. But you see, sir, things are different now. You are no longer with your wife, and none of your kids are home. And, well, I'm an adult now, and I can make adult decisions. And to be quite frank with you, sir, I've had a huge crush on you for the longest time. And in the recent years, I haven't been able to stop thinking about you taking me and you taking what you so very obviously want and what I so very desperately need. And so I think that, well, circumstances being what they are, I think you should finally take it. No. I'm not playing around. I'm not joking. I'm not making fun of you. I'm being completely serious. I want you to fuck me. And I want you to fuck me hard. And I've been wanting you to fuck me for a very long time. And I saw this opportunity and I had to take it. And, well, now it's up to you. Because I'm ready. And I'm more than willing. Yes, sir. I am being completely honest about all that. Yes, sir. I really, really want this. No, sir. It doesn't bother me that you don't have as much experience as I do, and it certainly doesn't bother me that we would be exploring together. I would really like that, actually. Well, I guess we could just start by a simple kiss to see if we have some chemistry. I don't doubt that we do, but your lips just look so inviting right now, and God, I've wanted to taste them for years. Please, sir, may I give you a kiss? I think we did just fine on the chemistry test, don't you? Did you enjoy that as much as I did? Well, you are all flushed and you're breathing kind of hard, so I figure that you did. I'm not gonna tell you where I learned how to kiss like that. After all, ladies don't kiss and tell, do they? Yeah, you want to do that again? Sir, may I get closer to you? No, I mean with my body. Is it okay if I press my body against yours? Don't be embarrassed. That's what I want to happen to you. I want your cock to get hard as I touch you and kiss you. That only means that you want me as badly as I want you. I'm sorry that I'm rubbing myself up against you so very, very desperately, but fuck, you feel good. Your body just feels so good against mine. Why'd you stop? Oh, you want to go upstairs? You don't want to do it down here in the kitchen? Bent over this island? No? What about the counter? Okay. I understand that you want this to be a little bit more than just a quick dirty fuck. Okay. Well, I'll just lace my fingers through yours and you can lead the way. Your bedroom. Well, I'm sure that bed that I've seen so many times is very comfortable. Oh, I see you've redecorated. Well, looks very nice in here. But, I feel like there's something missing. Well, it's a little bit too neat. I think we need to throw our clothing on the floor and get it just a little bit messy. That bed looks so empty. I bet it would look much better with both of us in it. Yes, it feels very good when your hands roam around my body like that. Please more. Please more. Oh, yes, sir. I want to feel your hands all over me. Exploring my body. This body that you've seen parading around your house for years and finally get to touch and explore. I like that. You pushed me down on the bed like that. Does that mean you're gonna get rough with me? If not today, then I guess another day. I'll just put it on the list of things for us to explore. Here, let me get your shirt. Unbuttoned. That's better. My, you do look lovely without articles of clothing. My, you do look lovely. Do you want to take my shirt off? I could do it myself, but I thought you might want to do the honors. Good. Nice and slow. Oh, yeah, I'm not wearing a bra, so my tit just kind of dropped out of the tank top. Here, I'll put my hands up for you. There we go. That's better. Just throw that to the side. We won't be needing that right now or anytime soon. What about my shorts? I think you should take my shorts off too. They're so small though. It's gonna be so easy to just wiggle them off under my hips and under my ass. Let me just lift my hips up a little for you. You know, if you wanted to, you can keep those as a trophy. Or as a reminder of the day that you fucked your daughter's best friend. And they are so very wet. I get really, really wet, and I sometimes seep through my shorts or pants if I'm not wearing any panties. And well, as you saw, I wasn't wearing any panties, so the shorts are nice and juicy. Oh, I think we should take your pants off now, huh? No. And why is that? Oh. Oh, you want to taste me? Yeah. I think we should do that. Yeah. Oh, your wife never let you do that to her? And you really like doing it? Well, by all means, just spread my legs nice and wide and dig in. You do look like a starved man down there. Oh, yeah. The sound you're making. Oh, yeah, that's just really good. Yeah. You can just keep looking like that up and down. That's kind of. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm so wet. It's probably a lot on your tongue. You like that? You like having me on your tongue like that? Oh, fuck. You know, you moaning into my clit like that? Fuck. That makes it feel even better. Yes. Yes, slide that tongue down into my opening and take all of that wetness onto your tongue. Oh, yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, God. That's good. Oh, fuck. For someone who hasn't done this in years, you are so good at it. Yeah. I do think the enthusiasm makes up for a lot of it. Oh my God. Oh, your tongue feels so good. Yes. Oh, swirl it around just like that. Swirl it around my clit. Oh, yes. Yeah. You don't mind if I just hold your head there too? No, you don't mind if I just lace my fingers in your hair and just bring your face closer. Bring your tongue deeper. Yes, fuck me with it. Fuck me with your tongue. Your tongue is so nice and wet and warm in my nice wet and warm cunt. Deeper. Yes, sir. Deeper, please. Deeper. Oh, fuck. Yeah, come on now. Come on back to my clit. Oh, yes. Fuck. Wrap your lips around it. Cut. Cut. Oh, yes. Oh, bite down on it a little. Just a little. That's perfect. Suck. Like. Suck and like. Oh, fuck. Suck my clit into your mouth. Yes. Just like that. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm fucking your face with my pussy. Oh, it feels so good. No. Sorry, I'm gonna come. Please. I'm gonna come. Oh, please. 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 Oh, fuck. Don't stop. Don't stop. Fuck. Yes. Yes, keep licking. Yes, keep licking. Oh, keep licking me through my orgasm. Oh, my God. Come here. Come here. Come up here. Oh, fuck. Let me taste my gum off your mouth. Your tongue. Oh, my God. That's incredible. Oh, fuck. Oh, it tastes so sweet on your lips. Oh, fuck, that was incredible. Wow. I've actually never imagined what it would be like to have you eat me out like that. Oh, but it was incredible. Now, I think you really, really deserve to feel what it's like to have someone do that to you and enjoy every minute of it. Lay back. Lay back. Let me cut your belt. And your zipper. Oh, let me take these off. Oh, God. Oh, God. Let me take these boxers off. Oh, fuck. There it is. There is that cock that I have dreamed about. Fuck. It is even hotter than I could have ever imagined. Oh, and it's so very hard for me. Fuck, it's hot, sir. It's so hot that your cock is so throbbing hard from licking my pussy. Oh, here, let me just get that pre-cum that's just dribbling off of your head. Let me just get that. clean it right up. It's delicious. Your cock can taste even better than I've dreamed of. Fuck. I just want to take you into my mouth completely right now, but... No. I want to take my time. Fuck, I want to take my time and I want you to enjoy this. When was the last time you had your cock and... When was the last time you got your cock sucked, sir? When was the last time that your wife wrapped her lips around your cock, licked it from base to tip, swirled her tongue around your head, took it into her mouth. And sucked you like you deserve. Oh, fuck, sir. Having your cock in my mouth like this is getting me wet and ready all over again. Oh, yes, sir, God. Hold on to my ponytail. Hold on to my ponytail and make my head pop up and down on this cock. Oh, don't be scared. Don't be shy. Control the speed. Control how deep you shove your cock into my mouth and how far I take it. Oh, no need to be gentle, sir. Please don't be gentle. Please do with me whatever you've wanted to do with your wife for all of these years. I can take it. I'm a big girl. Don't be afraid to shove my head all the way down until you feel your cock hit my throat. Fuck, when was the last time your wife ever took you into her throat? When was the last time that you saw these long, stringy, deep throat spit into your cock and a pair of plump, ruddy lips? that right now, sir. We're going to fix that right now, and I'm going to take you all the way down my throat. No, don't take your cock out of my mouth. I like it. I could just come from doing this. Well, that's right, sir. That's why I'm going so slow. Because I want you to enjoy this, and I don't want you to come right away. I want you to enjoy. Every moment of fucking my mouth. I understand if you're ready for something more. Are you, sir? Are you ready to feel my young pussy on your cock? I know you feel like a pervert for fucking. I know you feel like a pervert for fucking a girl you watched grow up in your house. But I'm all grown up now. And I'm ready to take this cock. And show you that I'm a woman. So just lay back and enjoy watching me sink onto your cock with this dripping tight pussy. And just watch as I finally got what I want, and I fuck a man that I've been lusting after for years. Just watch as I ride this cock that I've been dreaming about and masturbating to night after night after night, that I dreamed I would be able to fuck in this house. Every time I slept over, every time I stayed over, every single fucking time that I saw you, I wanted to fuck you. And here I am, all woman, all ready to fuck you in the best way you've ever been fucked. Fuck. Yes, yes, put your hands on my hips like that. Tighter. Yes, I want you to bruise my hips with your fingers. I want to see bruises tomorrow to remind me that this is real, that this happened. I got to fuck the man of my dreams. I got to fuck my best friend's dad. in his marital bed. Oh my. Oh. Oh, I got to smack your cock and be a dirty slut for you. Oh, and then I got to show you how good it feels to fuck somebody who wants you, to fuck someone who needs you, to fuck someone who's been lusting after you. Oh, and imagine fucking you 20 times a Sunday. Oh, fuck. Your cock feels incredible inside me. It's perfect. Oh, it's fucking perfect for me. I knew it would be. Fuck, I knew it would be. And I'm just gonna fuck myself as hard as I can onto it. And show you what it's like to be with a hot, young, tight slut. Oh, we're gonna make up for all those years that your wife didn't fuck you. And all those years that you couldn't do what you wanted to do. Oh, fuck. You're gonna have it all, sir. You're gonna have it all. And I'm gonna give it all to you. Oh, fuck. Yes, sir. Yes, I'm very close to coming. Yes, I have to warn you. I squirt. If you don't want me to do that, then I should probably get off of your cock right now. No, I don't want to get off of your cock. I want you to come inside me. Oh, yes. Fuck. I want you to come inside me. You're gonna come inside me, sir. Fuck. Yes. Fuck. Please fill me up with your cum. Yes. Oh, come with me. Oh, fill me up with your cum. Oh, fuck. Yes, sir. Yes. Oh, fuck. Oh my god. Oh fuck. Oh, it's incredible. Oh, I felt so good. Oh, so good to have your cock pulsing inside me like that. I'm shooting all of your cum. Oh fuck. Oh, fuck. Well, I really was serious about getting those books back. I really do need them to do my assignments, but I was hoping that maybe I could just pick them up now, take them back to my place, and maybe come back for dinner. Well, my parents aren't home, and I know you're going to be here alone, so I thought maybe I could keep you company tonight, too. Oh, you'll cook dinner for me? Okay. I was just hoping we'd get some pizza or something, but I will not say no to a home-cooked meal from you. Fuck. You cook just as good as you fuck. And that's very good for the record. Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Well, you're definitely going to be seeing a lot more of me from now on, so maybe you should just get used to it and get comfortable before your daughter comes back and I'm here all the time. I know, we have to be discreet, and I know she can't find out, but if you think that I'm not going to slip into your bedroom in the middle of the night when I sleep over, or come over here whenever I get the chance, well, you're a lot more innocent than I thought.